Welcome to the Savvy Shopkeeper Retail Podcast. I'm your host, Kathy Cruz. Just like you, I'm an independent retail business owner. I love the home decor and gift boutique I co-own with my sister, but I don't want it to consume me or my life. Join me each week as I share lessons learned, helpful tips, and valuable information for your retail business and life. Whether you're buying your products or making your products, whether you're a $25K business or a $2.5 million business, I'm on a mission to help indie retailers work less, profit more, and grow. Let's get started on today's episode. Welcome to episode 214 of the Savvy Shopkeeper Retail Podcast, how to buy inventory for a retail store, FAIR's new wholesale buying program for new store owners. I'm your host, Kathy Cruz. My intention for this episode is to share about a new program that FAIR Wholesale is offering for new store owners who are looking to buy inventory for their stores. When I first started my shopkeeping journey, I was incredibly clueless when it came to wholesale. I didn't know how or where to buy wholesale products. Online wholesale platforms like FAIR, they just didn't exist at the time, which made the buying process much more challenging, especially for a newbie like me. We had to either figure out what companies sold home decor at wholesale, and then we had to figure out, or really what we had to do was build the courage to pay for a trip to a market like America's Mart, Dallas, Vegas. We eventually chose America's Mart in Atlanta, and I've talked a lot about America's Mart over the years. But what I would have done to access a platform like FAIR at that time, that was only maybe 10 years ago. It was not that long ago, but goodness how things have changed for indie retailers in just the past decade. FAIR Wholesale has now been around for years, and we've seen a lot of wholesale platforms come and go in just that short period of time. But FAIR Wholesale is still around, so you might be wondering why or how this program is new, especially since store owners have been ordering from FAIR for years, right? I think FAIR was founded in 2017. Well, Open with FAIR, that's the name of the program, is new and unique in the sense that if you're a new store owner or you haven't applied to buy from FAIR yet, you can complete a simple application process and you'll get access to a $20,000 credit limit. That's $20,000 that you can buy merchandise for your store. And if you're a bootstrapper like I was, or if you're looking for more spending ability without tapping into loans or opening credit cards or paying all of that interest, this particular offer is a big deal. You can buy now for your grand opening and have 60-day terms to pay your invoices. It's going to give you 60 days to do a soft opening, a grand opening. You know, it gives you 2 months of selling in your store to pay back those invoices so that you can pay for the merchandise in your store. So who is this program ideal for? Well, it's ideal for any independent small business retailer who needs to buy retail products for their store and has not signed up on FAIR yet. That's probably the biggest caveat. So if you have signed up and you placed your first order already, this wouldn't apply to you. You can be a brick and mortar store, a brick and mortar retailer, or you can actually be e-com only. So let's say, for example, and a lot of people reach out to me via email asking and inquiring about joining Master Shopkeepers, that if they're e-com only, but considering opening a brick and mortar in the future, is Master Shopkeepers a good fit for them? Well, this program, they've said that you can be a brick and mortar retailer or e-com only. This is also ideal for those with the core categories of like home, gift, apparel, beauty, pet, and bookstores, although it could apply to other stores too, but just to kind of give you an idea of what FAIR's core categories are. This is ideal for retailers who are opening a store soon, or maybe even opened recently in the past year, but haven't created a FAIR account and haven't ordered yet. So the next question I'm thinking I would hear is, what is the value of shopping on FAIR for small businesses? Well, first, the large credit limit with no credit check, and you won't incur interest, and you get 60-day terms, which provides inventory financing of up to $20,000 in the 60 days that you can use towards buying products on the Fair platform. This means you can stock up on products for your store's grand opening, like I mentioned, and you don't have to pay until 60 days later after you've started selling through your inventory. The other value is it'll save you time. You can discover products efficiently and access a one-stop shop for all wholesale buying. So many of you know that I had a store until January 1st with my sister. My sister and my nephew have taken over the store and they've moved forward with the Salvage Boutique. But up until then, we were Fair users. We placed a lot of orders on Fair. And it gave us the ability to discover quite a few new brands and vendors that we didn't know about before. So in that sense, it'll save you time, right? Because you don't have to travel to go to a showroom. You don't have to spend hours Googling to find who might sell products for your type of retail business. Yes, you will spend time on Fair's platform, and a lot of people listening who have stores and who spend a lot of time sourcing on Fair are probably laughing right now because we all joke around that rabbit hole when you're on Fair, and then you're like creating all of these carts and you have all of these new brands and you get excited about these products, and then the carts might sit there while you're waiting to determine, is this a good fit for your store? Is this a good fit for your customer? But even with that rabbit hole of sourcing, it does save time. Another one is it saves you money. You're going to benefit from low order minimums, again, with the 60-day payment terms. And low order minimums, really, the minimums are determined or they vary based on the brand, but a lot of them do have low minimums. It just makes it easier to order. Plus, many of them offer free shipping. Not all of them, but some of them do. Another benefit is free returns on opening orders. So yes, if you place your first order with a brand, that means, let's say, for example, if you find somebody that makes these fantastic mugs that you think will sell well in your store, you place your first order with them, and then you find that your customers don't love it, you actually have the ability to return that order of mugs. Now, you want to make sure that you read the terms for returns on Fair, but lots of retailers in the Savvy Shopkeeper community have used this perk successfully. They have. I think some people think that that's too good to be true. I can't return it. But as long as you follow the rules for returns, you can return orders. And I just want to stress that this is for first-time orders with any brand. This episode is brought to you by my new free resource, a ChatGPT guide for retailers. There is no other tool that has saved me as much time in 2024 as ChatGPT has. My new guide will help you learn about this free artificial intelligence tool. Yes, it's free, and it's not as intimidating as it sounds. I share 14 ways retailers are using the tool now to save them time and effort. I also share real store owner examples, and the results from one search will blow your mind. Visit SavvyShopkeeper.com/ChatGPT to sign up for this free guide. Another benefit is convenience. You can shop online, on a website, on a desktop, on their website, or Fair has an app too, and the app is pretty good. Actually, I shouldn't say pretty good. It's good. It's a good app. It's easy to browse on there. It's easy to build carts on there. It's easy to check out. So that's another option too. If you spend a lot of time on your phone, you don't have to open up a laptop every time you go to place an order. And this is actually really convenient when you start to place reorders, right? Like sometimes you just don't have the laptop available to you. So it's nice. You think, okay, I really need to reorder those candles. You can just go on the app and reorder. Another benefit is the point of sale integrations with platforms like Shopify and Square. And I think some others, but I know for sure Fair integrates with Shopify and Square. So this is a really helpful benefit. And if you're new to shopkeeping, you may not realize how time intensive inventory management and inventory entry can be. So this particular feature is really nice. So if you use Shopify or Square, for example, whenever you place a fair order, they will automatically be added. All of those items will automatically be added to your inventory system. So let's talk about a time saver. There are some nuances, I feel like. So for those of you who are like, wait a minute, Kathy, it's not that easy. There are some nuances and little tips and tricks. You might have to adjust some things, but overall, you're not adding a new entry into your inventory system for all of these products that you're ordering on Fair. It is a time saver. Another benefit is that it's a global marketplace. You aren't just buying from US brands. There are over 100,000 brands worldwide, and a lot of them do ship to the US. Not all of them, but a lot of them do. You'll also get curated product recommendations. So I think what happens is like Fair, just like Facebook and Instagram, there's an algorithm. And once it kind of senses what you're ordering, it'll actually give you recommendations based on past orders. And then the last benefit, which is a big one, because we talk about this a lot in Master Shopkeepers, I would say they're like virtual trade shows with really great deals. So they're annual market events that are hosted by Fair. And they do this twice a year, I think. They're summer market and winter market. And this is where brands offer really great discounts and promotions. And every market event, every year this happens, there is a flurry of conversations in Master Shopkeepers where members are sharing what they're finding. They're sharing about the great promotions that they're grabbing during market week, or I think maybe it's a short period, maybe it's a few days from market. And then they're sharing with each other like the brands that they love. But those annual market events are big savers. And then the last benefit, it's an easy application process. And I do mean easy. You're going to fill in some fields. It's not like asking you for a ton of personal information. It isn't like a loan application where there's a credit check that happens. It is fairly easy to get or to create an account with Fair Wholesale. So what happens after you sign up? This would be the next question somebody would ask me. Once you place your first order, the team from Fair will verify you're a true retailer, and then they'll process that order. And I believe, and I'm going to have to verify this, so we'll include this specific detail in the show notes. But I think also with this program is you'll get 50% off your first order on Fair, and that's up to $100 off. So you won't get 50% off the full $20,000 if you were to spend the full $20,000. But I think there's a chance that they also offer 50% off that first order up to $100 off. But we will make sure to include the specifics for that in the show notes for this episode. And this episode is 214. The next question somebody might ask me is this program something experienced retailers would have signed up for? So if you're new and you're wondering, okay, Kathy, is this something you would have signed up for years ago when you had your store? And I recently asked that question in Master Shopkeepers. And I asked, I shared the link to the page on Fair's website. And I said, would you have been interested in this? And it was I think overall it was a yes from everyone, including me. Now, from one super abundant thinker and Master Shopkeepers, and she's a bit of a risk taker, she said, I'm such a fan of using other people's money for free any chance I get, even when I don't need it. I can always make a little extra on mine while I leverage theirs. It was incredible to read that, right? Like when you're running a small business, and depending on where you are on this journey, sometimes you're really inundated in like scarcity thinking. Like you think there aren't enough customers, there isn't enough money coming in, there just isn't enough of anything. So I really loved that she said that. I mean, talk about using this as a strategy. Other people in the group said, I would have loved this. It's a great resource. Someone else said, I would have been interested. Another group member said, this is actually how we opened. We utilized a return program, and that was really nice, but having a system in place to track it is crucial. So I think that was her saying that when you start buying, and if you're looking to spend the full $20,000, make sure that you have a system in place for cash flow. And I talk a lot about cash flow, so you can go back and listen to those podcast episodes too. Someone else said the free returns would have put my buyer's brain at major ease. I think our number one stressor when opening and continuing today is, will what I buy sell? To have that peace of mind is mammoth. And then she added an FYI. She said, I would not have done the terms. That stuff stresses me out big time. But again, you decide for you what works. Some people, some store owners actually love terms and others do not. This is something that you're just going to have to learn about yourself as you open and after you open, as you move forward with placing orders. One other benefit that I didn't mention about this new fair program is the educational content that they have on the website. Fair is offering some education for the new buyer. For example, they have a lesson on how much should you buy, which I thought was interesting. They also offer 20 plus guides covering all the basics from how to get started with the new store, how to get funding, how to do inventory planning. And then there's, you know, obviously there are 20 guides, so I've only listed a few. And then here are answers to some other questions you might have. Can I qualify for this if I already have an account with Fair? And unfortunately, the answer is no. This is for new accounts only. Next question might be, again, and I've already answered this, but I want to make sure I answer it again. What if I'm e-com only? And according to Fair, they said, yes, you can apply too. Someone else might ask, what if I don't have my store location yet? According to Fair, that's not a problem at all. You can still apply. And then another question that might come up is a credit check done? And will this affect my credit score? And it doesn't appear that that's the case to sign up and open the account. But I imagine if you don't pay your invoices, this could become a problem. So consider that when you start your buying. Someone else might ask, do I have to use the full $20,000 credit that's provided to me? And I believe, from what I understand again, that it is up to $20,000 that you can spend. But according to Fair, you don't have to spend that full $20,000. Let's say, for example, you're like, okay, I have a 300 square foot store, and some people do. Some people have 20,000 square foot stores. But let's say, for example, someone's opening a very small souvenir gift shop. You know, maybe for them, $3,000 to $5,000 is sufficient because maybe they've already ordered things. But if you're brand new and you have a 2,000 square foot store and you're starting from scratch, you may potentially use the full $20K, but you don't have to. Spend based on your budget and your needs. Okay, so it's time to wrap this episode up. I'm an affiliate for this program because I genuinely believe that this is a good program for starting retailers. It's something I seriously wish I would have had access to when I started. And I want to add this, and the experienced store owners who are listening will most likely agree with me. When it comes to buying products for your store, it is a learning experience and process. I hope you will always be testing brands, lines, and products to see what your customers love. And unfortunately, this means some buys will flop. It's a leap of faith each time you order, but it's a muscle you have to build as a buyer and as a store owner. Even the most experienced store owners buy products that just don't sell. So I guess what I'm saying is be prepared for a bit of a roller coaster ride as a buyer. You're going to do really well with some products and maybe you won't with others, or maybe you will with everything. Who knows? Maybe you're a buying genius. I don't know. I just want to let you know to be prepared that sometimes those things that you order may not resonate with your customers. So again, a return program is a really great benefit for, especially for new buyers. Now, if you're looking for a more comprehensive list of where retailers are currently buying wholesale for the stores, you can listen to episode number 48 of the Savvy Shopkeeper Retail Podcast. It's titled Where Retailers Are Buying Wholesale. Of course, we'll link this in the show notes for this episode, but I talk more about the markets. I talk about buying direct from the vendors. There are other ways to buy other than Fair. Again, if you want a little more of a comprehensive list of where you can buy wholesale, you'll listen to episode 48. If you found this podcast episode helpful, please share it with a retail business friend or leave me a rating and a review on Apple Podcast, and definitely share it if you have a friend that's opening a store. If you want to see the show notes to this episode or find links to anything I mentioned, visit my blog at savvyshopkeeper.com/episode214. And if you want to visit the specific page on the website for this new program for FAIR, you'll go to savvyshopkeeper.com/openwithfair. That's savvyshopkeeper.com/openwithfair, all one word. Until the next episode, be savvy and boss up.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.